Well, it was a really good week. We had some kids that we got to meet for the first time, and we just loved it. We loved having your children here, all of them. And we thank you for letting us borrow them, but we'd like to keep them. We would like to not just borrow them, we would like to keep them forever. There are so many people to thank. You know, you can't put on a Bible school by yourself. I don't even want to do it by myself. But Miss Susan has been helping me for the last several years, doing this opening and closing and the music. Oh, you just don't know how much help that is and how much work that is involved. And Katrina always does my snacks for me. I don't have to worry about the snacks in the kitchen. She had some fabulous snacks. The kids looked at them a little bit like, you know, oh, but they were wonderful snacks, and I don't ever have to worry about that. And she has a whole crew in the kitchen helping her. I don't think they knew what clean was until Tracy got in there cleaning. They said she was a little clean machine. So I think maybe I'm just going to take her home with me, because I could sure use one of those. And Teresa has been doing the Bible for several years, and with Natalia's help this year, it just went so smoothly. It was so great. And of course, Darlene is always outside with the kids. Not my thing to do, but my goodness, they love going out there with her because she always has something fun to do. And my guides, Marie, with the older ones, she's done this for her second year, and it's been fun, hasn't it? They are really great to do. And then I had Tommy, he's gotten out of it the last few years, and this year he made the mistake of saying, "What can I do? Do you need me?" And I said, "Oh, yes, do I need you for third and fourth grade?" Was it third and fourth grade? Mm-hmm. Some nights he had 16 kids. Yeah, he averaged 14 of them, but there was nights that he had 16 kids. And he was very blessed because he had a really good group of kids that were very well behaved. So he did really well by himself. Well, he had help some nights. Some people followed him around, but he had some help some. But he had the largest group. But like I said, they were the best behaved children. They were so great. They were really good. And Megan and Matthew took the first and second graders, and I think they had a pretty good group too. And bless you, Linda. She had the young group, and she had a couple that were runners. And that's always a little difficult to do. But with Miss Catherine here counting the money, I never worry about whether our numbers are going to be right, because she takes care of that, and it all comes out perfect. She runs around collecting the money, counting the kids, and I never doubt that it's all going to be done. And I have Philip always back there with the sound system, and most of the time he does a great job. He does better for Miss Susan than he ever did for me, but that's okay. And
I'll pay you later.
Yeah. And Kevin was in there helping her, and I had other people that were just here every night for whatever we needed them here.
Crafts.
We had some people that were here
Don't
every
crafts.
Night. And crafts. Mr. Bill, thank you for the birdhouses.
Yes.
I am not sure who enjoyed that more, the kids or the men. But when you walked into that craft room and there was a bunch of men in there hammering, what a blessing. What a blessing. The only thing is, the little ones wanted to know when their turn was to hammer. We said, well, we're not putting a hammer and nails into your hands. But he cut out the bird, had the houses, bird houses cut out, and he took care of all that. And Lee was in there helping him, and Loy and Bernie, and I mean, and some whatever. The men, whoever men was around, they all walked in there because for some reason, building those bird houses really appealed to them. And I looked in there, and Kevin was in there, and I said, well, Kevin, who are you helping build a birdhouse? Me. I said, well, you're supposed to be in here helping the kids. He said, but I'm building one for me. So he built himself a birdhouse. It was just so great. Miss Melba was here most every night until I ended up finding out she wasn't here the last night, and she was in the hospital. But she brought in pizzas, and we had food, and it was just a wonderful week. Can't even begin to thank the people that came, that brought their children, that just came and did whatever we needed to. But even just coming and the people that provided the food and the things that we needed, the crafts, the items that we needed just to run Bible school, the decorations, we had to have people bring in all that kind of stuff to do. And we could love to have you come take it home and take it off the take it down for us now.
Yes,
we do need help with that at 5 o'clock, because it's one thing putting it up, it's another thing taking it down. But we thank you, kids. Thank you for coming. I just want you to know that you're starting September?
The first week in September,
we are starting our caravan program for the year. Caravan is a Christian scouting. If you do not have your children involved, you need to have them involved. Tommy would love to have those 16 kids in his third and fourth graders, and he would absolutely love to have them every Wednesday. But if you have children, you have neighbors, you have grandchildren, we would like them to be involved with the caravan, which will start. It'll be on Wednesday nights from 6:30 to 7:30, and it is a Christian scouting. They earn badges. They could do different things to earn those badges, and it works in all the areas, in spiritual, physical,
mental,
social, and social skills. You get badges in all of those skills. We have it for four-year-olds up through sixth grade. So we would just love you to be part of it, all of you. We would love you to be here and be part of it. And like I said, if you know other people that need to bring them in, we would love to have that. We thank you again. I can't tell you how much I appreciate all the people that have been here. You see, we had 36 people, average adults. That was great. We even had our teenagers in here helping. It was wonderful. We just really appreciate all of you. And I know I didn't name all the names that were here, but I want you to know that I know you were here, and I appreciate all that you've done. Dear Jesus, we thank you for the week that you've given us. We thank you for each one of these children, that somehow a seed would be planted in their hearts, and that you would help us to nurture it and to help it to grow, that they would be more what you would have them to be, that they would know that their true nature needs to be based on you and you alone, Lord, that with you as their strength, at their center, that anything else that comes in this world they can handle, because you will handle it for them. We thank you, Lord, for each one. We thank you for each one of my helpers, Lord, that you brought into this church. We thank you that we have a church that still does Bible school, that still cares about the children. And we just ask that you would just continue to bless us and continue to be with us. In your name we pray. Amen.
How about a hand for our kids? Been wonderful. It was an exciting week, and to be here with the children, to be here with the adults, also to learn some new things. I want to recommend to all of those in our church, there's an app that you can download that can help us and help you in communicating with our brothers and sisters from Brazil. The name of the app is Microsoft Translator. It is a free app. The other night in the foyer, we had five adults, maybe six. Lee came up to me, and I saw him carrying on conversation and laughing. And they had all downloaded an app onto their phone called Microsoft Translator. After you download and install the app, you type in your name and your language. And let's say Weber and I want to carry on a conversation. He's very fluent in Portuguese. Did you know that? I'm somewhat fluent in English. And so Weber and I could talk. There were five people there. And as we were, the closing program was going on here in the sanctuary on that Tuesday night. And we were out there. Lee Schimmel had kind of put it together. And when we were carrying on a conversation, I could talk English into my phone. It was speaking Portuguese through Weber's phone to him. Weber could talk Portuguese. We were hearing it in English. And if you spoke French and had typed that in, you would be hearing it in French. And it was kind of like, I'm a Trekkie, so it was like Star Trek. Everybody was hearing it in their own language. And it was a neat thing. We want to be able to communicate with one another. We worship together. We're family, aren't we? Isn't that right? Va bene. That's Italiano. So we have Pastor Carmo. Come here, if you would. Where are you, Pastor? Come here. I got something. talk to you about. Last Sunday, we shared with the church family exactly where we were financially.
A semana passada, nós falamos mais ou menos como nós estamos financeiramente.
You might remember that Brother Tommy,
você se lembra do irmão Tommy?
Explained our situation.
Explicou a nossa situação.
The bills that we had been facing.
As contas que nós temos enfrentado.
In fact, in the first few months of the July, June and July,
nos primeiros meses, junho e julho,
tithes and offerings were way down.
Ou seja, infelizmente, nossos dízimos e ofertas caíram bastante.
Bills continued on.
E as contas continuaram altas.
And extra expenses.
Ou seja, e outras despesas.
And another opportunity.
Uma outra oportunidade.
You're that opportunity.
Você é a oportunidade.
We invite you as we started the Portuguese ministry the 1st of June.
Nós convidamos você a participar do ministério de portugueses de brasileiros que começa dia 1º de julho.
We found out we needed to help you get an extended visitor visa.
Para nos ajudar a estender o nosso visa.
Cost $840 or about.
Mais ou menos cerca de $850 só para estender o visa.
We also found out that in order for you to stay and stay as pastor of Somerville Portuguese Nazarene.
Se eu quero ficar aqui como pastor da Igreja do Nazareno,
we needed to have your visa status go from extended visa, visitor to religious one.
Se eu quero ficar aqui, eu tenho que estender o meu visa de turista para visa religioso.
The price of that was $5,000.
O preço disso é $5,000.
And a whole lot of paperwork.
E muito papel a ser preenchido.
Paperwork provided by you.
Muitos papéis dado por mim.
Paperwork provided by us.
Por nós, papéis por nós.
Paperwork provided by our district superintendent.
Ou seja, muitos papéis também providenciados pelo superintendente do nosso distrito.
We need to show immigration services.
Nós temos que mudar para o sistema de imigração, aliás, mostrar para o sistema de imigração.
That you're an ordained elder in Church of Nazarene, which you are.
Que de fato eu sou um pastor ordenado pela Igreja do Nazareno.
With an advanced degree.
Ou seja, com cursos superiores.
And that as you speak, as you minister here, that you're fluent not only in Portuguese but also in English.
Também falo português e também falo em inglês.
And you can speak English, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Um pouquinho.
So you brought the paperwork to the office that you had.
Eu trouxe todos os papéis que eu tinha para o pastor.
And Kim and I were pulling together paperwork that we needed to pull together.
O pastor e a secretária colocaram todos os papéis juntos.
Yesterday afternoon we received the paperwork from the district office.
Ontem eles receberam todos os papéis do distrito aqui da Carolina do Sul.
Included in all of this, we need to send $5,000.
Ou seja, e apesar disso nós temos que ainda enviar $5,000.
With all the paperwork to the attorney who sends it on the immigration service.
Ou seja, para enviar tudo isso ao advogado ali que está cuidando de tudo isso.
It has to go out tomorrow because it's due in Washington D.C. by August the 15th.
Ou seja, temos que enviar isso tudo isso amanhã porque tem que chegar lá até agosto, dia 15.
We made you aware of the financial needs of the church.
Ou seja, nós mostramos tudo o que está acontecendo com a relação financeira da igreja.
Including the fact we had been in the red.
Ou seja, nós estamos no vermelho.
Including the fact that we had extra bills.
Que nós temos outras contas.
And also including the fact of the opportunity that we needed to raise $5,000 for this visa.
Ou seja, e também pela oportunidade de conseguir esse dinheiro para o nosso visa.
That's a big challenge.
Isso é um grande desafio.
But we serve a mighty big God.
Nós servimos Deus Todo-Poderoso.
And there's faithful people.
Ou seja, pessoas fiéis.
That serve the Lord.
Que servem o Senhor.
You responded.
Vocês respondem.
And you continue to respond.
E vocês ainda continuam respondendo.
And right now we're $57 away from being able to send the $5,000 off for the visa.
Ou seja, nós já conseguimos o dinheiro de $5,000 para enviar. Praise the Lord for that. Glória a Deus por isso.
But then Monday night, well, Sunday night.
Sunday night, domingo à noite, sorry.
We found another challenge.
Nós temos outro desafio.
That was going to cost us some money.
Que vai custar algum dinheiro.
The air conditioning was not working well.
Ou seja, o nosso ar condicionado infelizmente não está trabalhando muito bem.
And you probably noticed it's not working well this morning.
E você percebeu que o ar não está muito legal essa manhã.
We found out when the air conditioning guy came on Monday that air conditioning right there that controls the whole front third of the sanctuary is not working.
Ou seja, quando você pode perceber o ar-condicionado, principalmente naquela parte, a terceira parte aqui do santuário, não está funcionando.
So, you feel like the devil kicks you when you're down.
Às vezes você pensa que o diabo vai derrubar você, não é?
And what else could happen?
Alguma coisa pode acontecer?
We found out the price of fixing that air conditioner.
Nós vimos o preço do ar-condicionado.
We needed either $2,500 just to replace the compressor.
$2,500.
Or $6,000 to buy a whole new unit.
Ou seja, 6 mil para comprar toda a unidade de ar-condicionado da igreja.
We didn't have the $2,500.
Nós não temos esse dinheiro ainda.
We don't have the $6,000.
Nós não temos 6,000. Nós não temos 5 mil.
And we have the extra bills this month of taxes and property insurance that are due.
Ou seja, nós temos muita coisa esse mês para fazer.
I sent out an email to the church family.
Nós enviamos e-mails para as famílias da igreja.
To just let you know.
Justamente para saber o que está acontecendo.
And many of you have given and given sacrificially, and we thank you for that.
Muitos de vocês têm dado sacrificialmente. Muito obrigado.
We don't want to just continually make it sound like we're asking for money.
Nós não queremos toda hora estar pedindo por dinheiro, não. Nós
we're
não queremos
just
isso.
What the need is.
Nós simplesmente estamos abrindo nosso coração para mostrar a nossa necessidade.
I think God helped with the weather this week for the children.
Ou seja, Deus tem ajudado a gente semana com as crianças.
It could have very easily been 100 degrees every day this week or in the 90s.
Ou seja, essa semana a possibilidade de 90 graus, até mesmo 100 graus Fahrenheit aqui em Carolina.
But the temperature was moderate so that they could get by without that air conditioner.
Ou seja, a temperatura está ficando mais tranquila e o ar condicionado pode ajudar.
But those of you that live in South Carolina know we got August and September coming.
Ou seja, não se sabe que agosto, setembro, a conta aqui não é fácil, não.
And then it switches over to the furnace and we'll need the compressor then too.
Ou seja, nós temos que fazer tudo isso para ajudar a temperatura.
But just as God is helping us take care of a visa and start a church.
Assim como Deus nos ajudou a começar a igreja com brasileiros.
I think God's going to help take care of the air conditioning.
Assim, da mesma forma, o mesmo Deus que nos ajudou com o visa vai ajudar também no ar condicionado.
Amen.
Amém. Amém.
We want to take the morning tithes and offerings.
Nós vamos ter um momento de ofertório agora.
As we give back to the Lord His tithe.
Tá. Se você quiser entregar o seu dízimo, a sua oferta, é sua, por gentileza, tem envelope meu na minha Bíblia, por gentileza.
And if you're making out a check, you can make it out to the church.
Se você quiser fazer no nome da igreja, você fica à vontade de fazê-lo.
Online,
se você quiser fazer também online, nós temos esse acesso hoje, você
But
que quer fazer
isso.
Porque a nossa missão é alcançar as crianças e as famílias da igreja, essa é a nossa missão.
Jesus.
Para Jesus.
Brother Tommy, would you pray for our offering this morning? We would like to go ahead and share with you from God's Word this morning. You can cut the music and let Pastor Carmo and I just continue to go.
Essa manhã também eu quero trazer uma palavra de Deus ao seu coração.
What they've been talking about in Bible school,
nós temos, o que nós temos falado com relação à escola bíblica,
really centers in a verse that Solomon wrote,
alguns versos que Salomão escreveu,
in Proverbs.
E Provérbios.
Chapter 3, verses 4 and 5.
Ou seja, capítulo 3, versículos 4 a 6.
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart.
Ou seja, confie no Senhor de todo o teu coração.
Lean not unto thine own understanding.
E não se estribe no seu próprio entendimento.
In all thy ways acknowledge him.
Ou seja, em todos os seus caminhos reconheça Deus.
And he shall direct thy paths.
Ou seja, ele vai mostrar e vai direitar os nossos caminhos.
How many have used a map?
Quantos de vocês usam mapa?
Only me?
Só um, dois, ali, três. Você usa mapa?
Ok. Ali. I have a map that I got out of my car.
Eu tenho um mapa que eu uso no meu carro.
This map is old.
Esse mapa é bem velho, pode ver, ó.
This map has gotten rain on it.
Ou seja, tem até chuva nele, ó. Pode reparar.
It sits in the slot in my door.
Tá do lado da porta meio amarelado, tá vendo, ó?
It's a map from Cracker Barrel.
Isso é mapa daquele restaurante Cracker Barrel.
It has Stati Uniti.
Ou seja, começa a unidade.
And there's different numbers here for all the Cracker Barrel restaurants along the way.
Ou seja, aquele restaurante bonito que tem aí, nós temos em todas as partes esse restaurante também.
The other day, Friday.
Ou seja, no outro dia, na sexta,
I was listening on the car radio,
eu estava ouvindo a música no carro, ouvindo algo no carro,
to Fox News,
né, Fox News, que é uma televisão.
And there was a lady that was talking to this elderly couple,
tinha uma moça que estava conversando com esse casal mais velho.
And they had been in every Cracker Barrel in America except one.
Ou seja, esse casal teve em todos esses restaurantes Cracker Barrel em todos os Estados Unidos, exceto em um.
In their retirement, they travel in a camper around America.
Ou seja, na sua aposentadoria, eles viajavam por toda a parte da América.
They don't cook.
Eles não cozinham.
They stop at a Cracker Barrel to eat
all their meals. Eles param e comem nesse restaurante todo dia. Que maravilha, hein?
They use this map.
Ele usa esse mapa aí, ó.
And the guy had said that one day,
o rapaz disse que um dia,
they had gone from the edge of Florida,
eles saíram da Flórida
to Canada.
Até o Canadá, imagine, Flórida, do sul ao norte.
In 18 hours,
em 18 horas,
they stopped at 10 Cracker Barrels along the
way. Ou seja, em 18 horas, eles pararam em 10 restaurantes, para você ter uma ideia.
Probably use the restroom.
Ou seja,
probably to drink a cup of coffee.
Ou seja, parar para ir no banheiro,
sit down and get something to eat.
Para tomar café, para comer alguma coisa.
They used the map.
Eles usaram o mapa.
Cracker Barrel found out about it.
Ou seja, esse restaurante descobriu e
so
ouviu.
They said that on national news what they were going to do.
Ou seja, saiu na televisão nacional que o que eles estavam fazendo.
They wanted to give this couple an all expense paid trip to go to the one Cracker Barrel that they had not been to yet.
Olha que maravilha. O dono do restaurante deu para eles a condição dele todo pago para esse restaurante que ainda ele não comeu.
That was in Portland.
It's in Portland.
And I don't know if it's Portland, Maine or Portland, Oregon.
Eu não sei, eu também não sei se é Portland do Sul ou do Norte, não sei.
But it was Portland.
Eu sei que é Portland.
And they got the trip.
Eles foram para a viagem.
That's the one trip that they won't need their map.
Ou seja, é um mapa que eles precisam, aliás, é um trip que eles precisavam dar mapa.
Somebody else is leading the way.
Ou seja, alguma pessoa foi na frente.
You and I are on a journey.
Eu e você estamos numa jornada.
We're trying to find the path that's going to lead us towards God.
Ou seja, nós procuramos caminho para se aproximar de Deus.
We're trying to find the path that's going to lead us towards Jesus.
Ou seja, nós procuramos caminho para liderar a Jesus ou para levar a gente para Jesus.
Have you had those times when you've been trying to make a decision and you didn't quite know what to do?
Ou seja, às vezes você quer fazer algum tipo de caminho, decisão e você não sabe o que fazer.
You couldn't figure out a problem.
Você não consegue descobrir o problema.
You had a challenge.
Você tem um desafio.
It might have been a challenge for you or a challenge for you and your family.
Ou seja, desafio para você e para sua família às vezes é grande.
And what the kids learned in Bible school this week.
Ou seja, que as crianças aprenderam essa semana.
That you can trust God to help you figure out the challenges.
Ou seja, você pode confiar em Deus para todos os seus desafios.
And it really all centers in the wisdom of Solomon and what he wrote.
Ou seja, tudo aquilo que Salomão nos ensinou na sua sabedoria.
That if you want your path to be straight,
se você quer que seu caminho seja direito,
if you need the direction in your path of life,
ou seja, se você quer uma direção no seu caminho,
if you need direction in what you're trying to figure out,
ou seja, o que você tenta reconhecer ou saber,
God's given us a formula.
Deus dá a fórmula para você.
It's in Proverbs.
Isso em Provérbios.
First of all, trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Ou seja, confie no Senhor de todo o teu coração.
That doesn't mean trust him just part way.
Ou seja, não é no seu
that
caminho.
That means trust him completely.
Ou seja, às vezes não confiamos completamente.
That doesn't mean Mike rely on Mike.
Ou seja, não para confiar em mim mesmo, em Mike.
Or Carmo rely on Carmo.
Ou seja, o Carmo não é para confiar no Carmo.
Or you rely on you.
Ou seja, ou você confiar em você mesmo.
Trust really has to be earned.
Ou seja, confiança tem que ser total.
There's a part in us in which we conflict. Part of us wants to trust, part of us finds it difficult to trust.
Ou seja, isso é um conflito em nós. Às vezes queremos confiar e às vezes é difícil confiar.
When someone has earned your trust.
Ou seja, é difícil quando alguém confia no seu própria sabedoria.
You find it easy to go to them.
Ou seja, é fácil você ir lá.
When someone's been truthful to you all the time.
Ou seja, é difícil você ser fiel a você
todo o tempo.
Às vezes você não consegue confiar.
God is always truthful to
us. Ou seja, Deus é sempre fiel para nós.
He never tells us a lie.
Ou seja, Deus nunca fala mentira para nós, sempre é verdade.
And so if I really want to begin on what's the right path,
ou seja, eu quero realmente andar no reto caminho,
I trust the Lord.
Eu tenho que confiar no Senhor.
He will lead me in the right path.
Ou seja, Deus vai me levar no caminho certo.
I need to trust him with my whole heart.
Ou seja, eu confio com todo o meu coração.
Not just part of my heart.
Não só apenas parte do coração.
Not just trust him on Sunday.
Não apenas no domingo.
I need to trust him on Tuesday afternoon. afternoon.
Ou seja, também na segunda tarde.
I need to trust him on Thursday morning.
Ou seja, na terça de manhã.
I need to trust him on Saturday afternoon.
Ou seja, em todos os dias da semana.
I need to trust him when I'm broke down on the side of the road.
Ou seja, eu preciso confiar no Senhor quando meu carro quebra na beira da estrada.
We need to trust him like the church did that when we had more bills than we had money.
Ou seja, às vezes temos que confiar quando não temos dinheiro e a coisa está difícil para nós.
We trust the Lord and he's providing. Amen.
Ou seja, nós confiamos em Deus e Deus vai fazer a provisão para nós.
Trust the Lord.
Confia no Senhor.
That's the starting place.
E essa é a primeira parte.
Then he goes on to say, lean not on thine own understanding.
Ou seja, não confie no seu próprio entendimento, não se estribe nele.
Are you pretty smart?
Você é muito, muito, muito inteligente.
You have a reasonable intelligence.
Você tem uma inteligência boa.
Some of you have advanced degrees.
Ou seja, alguns têm aqui curso superior.
Some of you are experts in your field of study.
Ou seja, alguns são especialistas na área de estudo.
Or your field of vocation.
Ou seja, vocês têm uma boa vocação.
Would you want to go to a carpenter to ask the carpenter to do brain surgery on you?
Ou seja, você não vai num carpinteiro falar para ele fazer uma cirurgia.
Would you want to go to the brain surgeon to ask him to fix the plumbing at your house?
Ou seja, você não iria no cirurgião falar para ele arrumar a pia ou o cano?
Would you want to go to the electrician?
Você não iria no eletricista?
To ask him to install the beautiful backsplash like Weber did at our house.
Ou seja, ou você colocar aqueles azulejos bonitos na cozinha como Weber colocou.
They might be able to do it.
Eles podem até fazer.
But they wouldn't do it as good as one who is an expert.
Ou seja, eles não farão como um expert faria.
You guys were experts in plumbing.
Ou seja, vocês são expert na.
You were expert in managing a store.
Ou seja, vocês são expert em várias áreas.
You're an expert as a church treasurer.
Ou seja,
you're
tesoureiro da igreja.
In a ceramic tile.
Ou seja,
you're an expert
azulejo.
In the military.
Ou seja, a polícia militar.
You're an expert
militar.
As police officer.
Polícia.
You're an expert in working in the base. You're an expert as a pastor.
Ou seja, eles são especialistas.
You're an expert as a pastor.
É, eu sou especialista em ser pastor.
And so when I need advice, when I need something, you got to go to the right people.
Ou seja, quando eu preciso de um conselho correto, eu tenho que ir na pessoa correta.
And the one that I can really go to when I really need the knowledge.
Ou seja, quem de fato eu devo ir quando eu preciso de conhecimento?
Really in my mind and my heart,
quando está problema no meu coração e na minha mente,
God.
Eu tenho que ir para Deus.
You can trust him.
E você tem que confiar nele.
I don't lean on me.
Eu não confio em mim mesmo. Ou seja, eu posso confiar nele nos seus diplomas.
But we really lean on him, don't we?
Ou seja, nós confiamos nele, não confiamos? É nele que confiamos.
That's wisdom, leaning on God.
Isso é sabedoria, confiar em Deus.
So trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Ou seja, confie no Senhor de todo o teu coração.
Lean not on my own understanding.
Ou seja, não confie no seu próprio entendimento.
Because there's some things in life that I may misunderstand.
Ou seja, tem muitas coisas que eu não consigo
and
entender.
And I might try to bluff it through like I really know what I'm talking about.
Ou seja, muitas coisas eu não sei do que
eu
tô falando.
And I really know what to do.
Eu não sei o que fazer às vezes.
But I don't know what to do.
Eu não sei o que fazer às vezes.
God always knows what to do.
Deus sempre sabe o que fazer, sempre.
He knows what's always best.
Ou seja, Deus sempre tem o melhor
para
nós.
So I lean not on my own understanding.
Ou seja, não no nosso entendimento.
And then in all my ways acknowledge him.
Ou seja, em todo o teu caminho reconheça o Senhor.
Simply means, Carmo.
Isso simplesmente significa, Carmo.
I give Mike completely to God.
Eu dei toda a minha vida ao Senhor.
I don't hold anything back.
Eu não guardei nada para mim.
I don't give him 95%.
Eu não dei 99%.
I don't give him 65%.
66%.
I give him 100% of me.
Ou seja, eu dei meu 100% a Jesus.
And I acknowledge him.
Eu reconheço ele.
I begin the day saying thank you for the day you've given me.
Ô Senhor, obrigado pelo dia que o Senhor deu para mim.
Thank you for the night that you gave me.
Obrigado pela noite que o Senhor deu a mim.
Thank you for the way that you answered prayer.
Obrigado pela resposta de oração.
Thank you for the way that you provided in the offering.
Obrigado pela provisão.
Thank you for these wonderful children that came each
week. Pelas crianças maravilhosas que o Senhor trouxe aqui.
And as we acknowledge him,
nós reconhecemos o Senhor.
As we give God first place in our lives,
nós damos o primeiro lugar para Deus na nossa vida.
He proves time and time again,
ou seja, de novo,
that he'll take care of us,
ele vai tomar conta de nós.
And lead us in the right path.
Ele vai levar a gente no caminho
Folks,
certo.
It's simple.
Isso é fácil.
Trust the Lord with all your heart.
Confie no Senhor de todo o teu coração.
Lean not unto your own understanding.
Não confie no seu próprio entendimento.
In all your ways acknowledge.
Ou seja, em todo o teu conhecimento, seu caminho o reconheça.
And God has said he would direct your path.
E ele vai dirigir os seus caminhos.
You would not need.
Você não precisaria.
A Cracker Barrel map.
Você não precisaria de um mapa do restaurante.
On my cell phone,
no meu telefone,
I have a compass.
Eu tenho um campus.
This compass is telling me that I'm facing 62 degrees northeast.
Ele está mostrando que tem aqui graus à minha direita.
How many
frente.
Have? Sorry. I don't know in Portuguese, in English, the direction is east.
East.
And so, like if we're
east,
north.
North.
North is going to be zero
north,
or 360.
Ou seja, 360,
no,
zero.
Point that way.
That way.
And we're going this way, that's south.
Agora nós vamos aqui para o sul.
Yeah, we're getting good. We got our directions
that's
down.
That's good.
And that's heaven.
É esse meu céu.
And that's not heaven.
Aqui não é céu, não. Aqui embaixo, não.
And I want to make it to heaven.
Ou nós vamos para o céu.
The best compass that we can have.
Essa é a melhor coisa que nós podemos ter.
To show us direction.
Para mostrar a direção.
Is God's word.
É a palavra de Deus. Você quer a direção? É a palavra de Deus.
Is God's son.
Ou seja, a palavra de Deus.
It's not a map.
Ou seja, para Deus não é um mapa.
This map.
Esse mapa.
Has served a good purpose in our family.
Ou seja, tem servido um grande propósito na minha família.
But it probably needs to be retired.
Ele precisa ser aposentado, tá ruim o bichinho.
It looks pretty worn and beat up.
Ele parece estar meio úmido, estranho, amarelado.
Weather's gotten to it over time.
Ou seja, eu trago ele todo o tempo.
And there was a day and time that I just kind of quit using it.
Ou seja, é o tempo de não usar mais ele.
I don't know how to get to Cracker Barrel anymore.
Eu não quero ir mais para o restaurante esse Cracker Barrel.
I have to find a new way.
Eu tenho que arrumar um novo meio, um novo caminho.
Oh, but I like Cracker Barrel.
Mas eu gosto desse restaurante, a comida lá, ó, excelente.
I want to be able to make it to heaven.
Ou seja, eu quero um lugar para ir para o céu.
I want you to be able to make it to heaven.
Ou seja, eu quero que você vá para o céu também.
There's two things that we need to make it to heaven.
Ou seja, duas coisas precisamos fazer para ir para o céu.
The one who is the living word.
Ou seja, um é a primeira palavra de Deus.
And his written word.
Ou seja, a palavra escrita.
When you have the living word in your heart.
Nós temos a palavra viva no nosso coração.
And when you take the written word and apply it
to your heart. Ou quando nós temos a palavra escrita para o nosso coração.
It enables you to be able to make the decisions that you make.
Você pode fazer a decisão.
To one day spend eternity with Jesus.
Ou seja, para você gastar toda a tua eternidade com Jesus.
Folks, that's what we've been teaching the kids this week.
É isso que nós ensinamos as crianças
that's
essa semana.
That's what God's been teaching us.
É assim que está ensinando a gente também.
And I would challenge you as you go out into this week.
Ou seja, eu quero desafiar você quando você sair
para
essa semana.
Whatever your specialty might be.
Ou seja, no esporte que você vai fazer.
Managing a terminal.
Ou seja, você fazer trabalhos.
Working in an office in a big factory.
Trabalha num escritório, numa.
Driving a truck.
Ou seja, dirigir um caminhão.
Managing rental property.
Ou seja, ser um engenheiro.
Working in a hospital.
Trabalho no hospital.
Trying to provide for your family.
Ou seja, ou para providenciar para sua família.
And you reach that point that you just don't know what to do.
Ou seja, sabe quando você não sabe o que fazer?
How about stopping and trusting in the Lord?
Ou seja, pare com tudo e comece a confiar em Jesus.
Lean not under your own understanding.
Não confie no seu próprio entendimento.
And in all your ways acknowledge him.
Ou seja, em todo o teu caminho o reconheça.
And he said that he will direct your path.
Ele vai dirigir o seu caminho se fizer isso.
You see, he doesn't want us to be lost.
Ele não quer que você se perca.
He came to find us.
Ele veio para nos achar.
And he came to guide us towards
ele veio para nos guiar.
And he died so that we might have life.
Ou seja, ele morreu para que eu tenha vida.
To one day carry us into the Lord's presence.
Ou seja, para a gente estar na presença do Senhor.
We'll walk into his arms and he'll say, "Well done."
Ou seja, você vem para os braços dele e ele fala muito bem, filho.
He found us.
Ele nos encontrou.
So we can find him.
E nós também podemos encontrá-lo.
And when you found him,
quando nós o encontramos,
you found the greatest prize of all.
Ou seja, quando nós encontramos Jesus, nós encontramos o maior preço da nossa vida.
Stand with me, please.
Please, se levante.
Precious Lord, this morning.
Obrigado, Senhor, por esse amanhã.
We thank you for the fact that you love us.
Obrigado pelo fato que o Senhor nos ama.
You loved us enough to come.
O Senhor nos ama.
You loved us enough to give us your word.
Ou seja, o Senhor nos amou que nos deu a tua palavra.
Lord, you also loved us enough that you died on the cross for us.
Obrigado que o Senhor morreu na cruz no nosso lugar.
Your sin, our sin was covered by your blood.
Ou seja, o nosso pecado foi coberto pelo teu sangue, Senhor.
And you also brought godly people into our lives.
Obrigado por trazer pessoas na nossa vida, Senhor.
I can remember Bible school teachers from when I was a kid.
Eu relembro quando fui ensinado quando eu era criança a palavra.
Who showed me Jesus?
O Senhor me mostrou Jesus.
Who made following God fun?
Ou seja, eu entrei na presença do Senhor.
And who pointed the right way towards you?
Ou seja, ele me colocou no reto caminho.
Maybe we're all meant to be a compass.
Ou seja, a gente está num campus.
That can help point people towards Jesus.
Nós vamos levar pessoas para Jesus. Nos ajuda, Senhor.
May that be done this week in each and every life.
Ou seja, nós queremos isso em todas as vidas, Senhor.
And we'll give you praise.
Nós daremos ao Senhor o louvor.
And everybody said,
e todo mundo diz amém.
Amen.
Amém. Amém.
God bless you. Would
Deus
you
te
share love with one another?
Deus te abençoe.
And thank you, Pastor Carmel. I had just asked him right before he came up, would you translate as I preached? And he did this morning.